Not too bad. We have some interesting guests, and let's start with the first one. We have Donna D. Giuseppe, and she is the author of a book called Lady in Ermine, The Story of the Woman Who Painted the Renaissance, which sounds like a great story for a movie, and it will be. It's all about the great Renaissance painter Sofonisba Anguissola. And Donna, first of all, you're no stranger to this neck of the woods because you went to Cal. What is it about Sofonisba that just fascinated you so much?
Well, she lived an incredibly long life, for one thing, around 90 years. She accomplished so much in the face of an era when women were discriminated against. She broke barriers, and she did it all with such flourish. Her artwork is absolutely stunning, and it's found all over Europe and North America, right under our fingertips, and yet her whole story was forgotten about for centuries. So it's just been a wonderful enterprise to bring out her history and highlight her art and her story and to show how she broke all these molds. And we're just really coming to learn about her now.
Oh,
So,
Donna. Yeah. Donna, this is Jan Wall. This book is amazing. I couldn't put it down literally. There's so much about the courts and the rich intrigues. It's like a historical feast because you also get the court of the Medicis and this incredible, dangerous, sexy, weird world that she had to operate in of nobles and prince and princesses who were all about murder and blackmail. And I don't know how this woman ever found time to paint.
Isn't it amazing? And she weaves in and out of their story, but it's all based on her true history. Of course, Lady in Ermine fictionalizes aspects of her life. But all those events from the court, the de' Medicis, her time in Sicily, all of the artists she influenced and who she collaborated with, all that's true. The Michelangelo, the Pope, the Queen of France. I mean, she was a Forrest Gump of the Renaissance and a woman. Well,
That's
it's a
not bad. You know,
paperback.
as someone who studied art history, I was always very enamored with the chess game because here was a chessboard in the 1500s that looked just like a chessboard today. And then also the detail in the clothing, the almost the chiaroscuro coming off the faces. I mean, that one has always stuck out to me as one of my favorites. And then you look around, there her painting, that one I think is in Poland. I mean, they're all over the world, her paintings, right?
Yeah, that one is in Poland, and it's interesting. During the coronavirus quarantine, her chess game has appeared in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, all over the world, representing the face of gaming and how we can occupy ourselves at home. And yet, to think it's set among young women in the Renaissance, using their minds, playing a game of strategy, defying the stereotype that women may not even be rational, which, a Renaissance stereotype. So it's a wonderful image and so beautifully painted, as you mentioned. It's just luxurious.
Yeah. It's the
I
whole
was lucky to see
story.
it up close last October.
I'm so glad you discovered her, and put her in this book. Not that she, well, she just seems to have been forgotten, Donna. And the thing is, the book is now in paperback. It's in paperback. And I've
Yes.
already ordered a few because what a great, deep summer read this is. And for anybody who loves, as Ricky was saying, as anybody who loves the period and this great, incredible, forgotten woman, but also the cover, she looks like Penelope Cruz. So that's who I'm thinking should play her.
Ah, okay. Now,
Yeah.
I was thinking Penelope Cruz for Eloisa Moncada.
Ah,
But
okay.
thank you, Jan. I appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, I think we should go after Penelope Cruz because she's such a big name. She could probably help get it made.
Wonderful. Okay,
And
we'll talk.
we're speaking with Donna G. Giuseppe, by the way, author of Lady in Ermine. I know that, I mean, obviously with a name like Di Giuseppe, you have Italian roots, and I know that you went back to where your family's from the Abruzzo. And I remember one of my favorite books I ever read is called The Miracle at Castel del Sangro, about a little soccer team in the Abruzzo. It's a mountaintop, very rugged region of Italy. What did you find when you went back?
Well, it is so wholesome and down to earth. The food is homemade and abundant. The people are warm and friendly and really down to earth. I mean, I'm not only discovering my family roots, but learning how to grow lavender and vegetables and use my hands more. Spending time in Italy has helped me become more crafty, and that actually fed into the novel as well. So it's wonderful, though, also just to have a chance as an American to discover my roots. And we Americans all need to find our roots somewhere else, unless you're a Native American. So that whole mission, tying that into the work around Sofonisba, has been personally rewarding, of course. But Abruzzo is a wonderful place to film anything. The Abruzzo Film Commission is making an effort, or was last year. John Turturro filmed a mini-series based on the name of the rose in the Abruzzo region. I could see Lady and Ermine being filmed largely there, so I'm trying to scout locations.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, I want to get on board because, you know, I love this film so much, Donna. I could see the film. It's actually written like a screenplay almost. It's so detailed. I mean, everything, as Rick was saying, the costumes and the, you know, the food and the intrigues and the world of this woman who painted so beautifully. I guess it makes me angry. I almost said it a little more craftily than that, that this woman was forgotten.
Well, she's been known in academic circles, and a lot of academic work was done in the 70s and 80s around her. There's a publication based on Sofonisba and Guizzola e le sue sorelle, with all of the research the Italians have done over decades, and everything about her life is in this 450-something page volume. And so I relied on that to trace her life, but so many people have been following her and bringing out her life, and it sort of all came to a fore in 2019 when the Prado Museum did a huge exhibit of her work. It was wonderful, but she is getting known now, and the timing cannot be more perfect with studies of women in history now, with Me Too movement, and just looking at things differently as we are now with all the protests. To see the Renaissance through her eyes, it's an opportunity and also just a beautiful thing to do. She did have a lovely life.
One more question for you. And I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but just from the art history I studied, the thing I liked about the chess game was that there were sort of these loose rules at the time, that you painted no more than three in a picture. No one was supposed to be smiling. And in this picture, there's three. One of the little girls is smiling, looking at her sister. But then there's a fourth person, looks like a governess or a nanny, kind of leaning in saying, "Don't bother your mom right now." I don't know. It's just, there's so much going on in this picture that makes me think that she just painted by her own rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, she made her own rules. She did. And that painting has so many elements that I actually dedicate much of a chapter to just describing how it unfolds, and working with the narrative of the chess pieces themselves to show that she may have been trying to defy convention even in what she's showing in the game. And I think she had a spirited family. So showing her younger sister smiling, the other one protesting. The one who protests, she's actually a writer, so I like that. And then the one who's losing, or who stands winning the game, Lucia, is one of Sofonisba's big rivals in painting. So there's so much going on in that painting personally, and as you mentioned, with painting conventions. So it shows her how interesting she was and how fascinated she was to interpret things.
We've been speaking with Donna DiGiuseppe. Make sure to check out her book, Lady and Ermine, The Story of the Woman Who Painted the Renaissance. And this is all about Sofonisba and Guizzola, which is going to be a movie coming out soon. Best of luck getting that movie made, and don't forget to give a cameo to Jan, Donna.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you both for your time and your interest in Sofinista.
Thank you.
No doubt about it.